at the very end of the last year, we were talking about the second comment in Tosas de Maso Gina, the distinction between Gina as opposed to Bika. That the Mishnah, based on the Gemara Daf Dalet, seems to say that by a Gina, Stam Gina is Timokam Shenagul Ligdor Dami. Stam Gina is a Chiyav to build a Kosel. They can force each other to build a Kosel, but by Stam Bika, there is no such Chiyav. So Fred Tosfos, once the Gemara establishes that Ayin Roa is a factor in building a Kosel, that since there's Ayin Roa in Gina, so there's a Chiyav to build a Kosel. So by Bika as well, Bika has an Ayin Hara too, right? By Bika there's a Tavua, by Gina there are vegetables, by Bika there's a Tavua, so there should be an Ayin Roa there also. There should be a Chiyav to build a Kosel too. What's the Chiyav between Gina as opposed to Bika? So we mentioned a number of different Rishonim, really two streams of thought that break down into a few. Tosfos seems to say that Bika is different than Gina because the Tavua is only there for a shorter period of time. Right? That's one stream of thought in the Rishonim, that the Ayin Ro of Bika is less than Gina, not because it's qualitatively less. When the Tavua is there, it's exactly the same as the Ayin Ro of Gina. Tavua, vegetables, what's the difference? Yeah, but the time that the Ayin Ro applies to Bika is different. It's only for a Chodesh Echa. Chodesh Echa Bashan, as opposed to a Gina, we're assuming, again, we're not exactly sure why this is true, but we're assuming that the vegetables are growing in the Gina the whole year. What's the difference? The Tosfos says that if the Ayin Ro of Bika is only for 1 month, he can watch himself, he can protect himself, he won't look so carefully. You know, for 1 month, the other individual can make sure that he's not going to look at the Bika, he's not going to create any kin, any Ayin Ro with the other person. But Gina, since that's the whole year round, he can't protect himself, he can't control himself, so therefore, there's a chiyav to make a kosel in the Gina. That's what Tosfos said, and then we pointed out that the Shita Mekubetzes has a similar idea, but with a twist. He also says that the Ayin Ro of Bika is only for a month, but he says because of that, you don't have to build a stronger wall. You still do have to build a wall. When the Mishnah says that Stam Bika, you don't have to make a wall, it doesn't mean that you don't have to make a wall alone. It means you don't have to make a wall of Vilva Gozes, but you have to make a flimsier wall, because there is an Ayin Ro even by Bika. It's just it's not as strong as Gina. It's not as constant as Gina. It's only for 1 month, so therefore a smaller wall is sufficient. This was one approach that the Rishonim had. And then some other Rishonim had a different approach. They suggested that the Ayin Ro of Bika really is qualitatively less than the Ayin Ro of Gina. Why is that? Because Gina, the vegetables are in rows, and there are different types of vegetables, and maybe if you're talking about fruit trees, the fruit trees are very pleasant, people enjoy looking at them, and they have a taiva for them. So therefore, people are more jealous of the Gina than they are of the Bika. So really, the Ayin Ro of Gina is stronger, is qualitatively stronger, and that's why there's a chiyuv to build a kosel by Gina and not by Bika. Right? This is the other approach that the Rishonim have. But the Shita Mekubetzes has one final approach. This we didn't discuss yesterday. We touched on the Shita, we mentioned the Shita Mekubetzes in the context of the Rosh, but we didn't give the Shita Mekubetzes' teretz to this kasha of the chilik between Gina and Bika. What did the Shita Mekubetzes say? So we quoted him as saying that maybe there is a Hezek Riyah of Tashmish Adam even by Gina. But the Hezek Riyah of Tashmish Adam of Chotzer is qualitatively stronger than the Hezek Riyah of Gina. And that's why by Chotzer, even Makom Shenagu Shalo Ligdor, maybe there is Taka Chiyav to build a Kosel, whereas by Gina, the Gemara says explicitly, by Makom Shenagu Shalo Ligdor, there is no Chiyav to build a Kosel. That's what we quoted the Shita Mekubetzes for. But what's the context of the Shita? The Shita is trying to answer this kasha. What's the chiluk between Gina as opposed to Bika? He has a very fascinating answer. If you have a COVID, please look on with me. This is a very fascinating Shita. Shita says like this. Inami. The begina ikatarti ayin hara vehezek riyah shabaleh omdim sham laolam umishtam shem besochak tzas. The Shita says that by gina there's a chiyah to build a kosel because there are two factors. There's both ayin hara and hezek riyah the tashmish adam. Masha'in kein bibika ubechotze deleka elachada. He says by bika and by chotze there's only one factor. So therefore, there's no chiyuv to build a kosa. Again, we're talking l'man da'amar hezek v'yalav shmei hezek. L'man da'amar hezek v'yalav shmei hezek, there's no chiyuv to build a kosa in a stam bika or in a stam chazen. But begina, the Gemara says, even l'man da'amar hezek v'yalav shmei hezek, there is a chiyuv to build a kosa. So why is there a chiyuv to build a kosa dafka in a gina? What's special about gina? Zav d'shidum gubet says, because it's a tarti l'reya, so there are two factors. There's both ayin hara and hezek riyah. Does make hezek riyah the tashmish adam. Right? There are two factors in agina. But by chotzer and by bika, there's only one. By chotzer, there's only hezek riyah the tashmish adam. Right? Mashenke bebika b'chotzer glek al chada. Bebika ein avisha, there's ayin hara by bika. U b'chotzer hezek riyah. And by chotzer, there's only hezek riyah. And because there's only hezek riyah, there's no chiyuv to build a kosa by chotzer. Again, this is talking l'man d'amar hezek riyah, lav shmei hezek. If you hold hezek riyah, lav shmei hezek, so then that's not so strong. The hezek riyah is not so strong in a chotzer. So hezek riyah by itself is not enough of a mechai. So by bika, there's only ayin hara. By chotzer, there's only hezek riyah, tashmish adam, l'man d'amar hezek riyah, lav shmei hezek. So because there's only one factor, and either factor is really strong enough by itself, therefore there's no chiyuv to build a kosa. But by Gina, there are two elements. There's both Ayin Hara and Hezek Riyah Tashmish Adam. And the Shita is saying, L'man da'amar Hezek Riyah Lashmei Hezek, even though Hezek Riyah by itself is not a mechayev to build a kosa, but it's enough to be mitzareif to Ayin Ra'a to be mechayev to build a kosa. That's the tremendous chiddush of the Shita of the that pshat in the Gemara is that by Gina, there's a chiyuv to build a kosa. Not because there's just Ayin Ra. No, there's both Ayin Ra and Hezek Riyah the Tashmish Adam. And even though Hezek Riyah the Tashmish Adam by itself, L'man da'amar Hezek Riyah Lashmei Hezek, is not enough to be mechayev to build a kosel. V'haraya, that's why in a chotzer, if it's not Ratsu, they don't have to build a kosel. But Hezek Riyah the Tashmish Adam plus Ayin Ra together, the mitzarev together, that L'man da'amar Hezek Riyah Lashmei Hezek, there is a chiyuv to build a kosel in a gina. That's what the Shita was saying. And to that he adds the point that compares him to the Rosh. Uman the Svir lay the Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. L'maskona, we paskin l'man d'amar Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. Adar Rabba, Chotzer Adifa Mino, Kevin de Ika Tashmish Tuva, Umili Ditzneusa, Yosem Megina, Avagav Lesba Mishum Ein Abisha Gilyan. The Gilyan concludes that l'man d'amar Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, so then there is a chiyuv to build a kosel in a Chotzer. Why? But there's no Ayin Hara in the kosel. So what? There could be two elements in the Gina, but the reality is that the Chotzer is more chomer than a Gina. L'manda mehezek riyah shmei hezek, since there's a hezek riyah detash mishadim in a Chotzer. And that hezek riyah detash mishadim in a Chotzer is so chomer because he does so many dvarim shel tznius in the Chotzer, so that's going to be mechayev him by itself. That's mechayev by itself, even though there's a 2-to-1. Gina might have two factors, but the reality is that the factor of hezek riyah detash mishadim in a Chotzer is so strong, l'man da'amar hezek riyah shmei hezek, that carries the day, and that will tell you that there's a chiyuv to build a kosa. Not just stam, not just in a chotzer stam, but even if, even b'makom shenogu shalo ligdar, there might still be a chiyuv to build a kosa in the chotzer, because the hezek riyah of tashri shadam in the chotzer is so strong that it's going to be mechayev to build the kosa even if there aren't two factors. Okay, so this is the Shita b'kobetzes. 2 points in Shita, very, very important points. But he's answering the question, the chilek between Gina and Bika, differently than the other Rishonim. His answer to the chilek between Gina and Bika is because there's the 2-to-1. By Gina, there's both Ayin Ra and Hezek Riyah Tashmei Shadam. And even though the Hezek Riyah Tashmei Shadam, L'man D'Amar Hezek Riyah Lashmei Hezek, is not strong enough by itself, but it's able to be mitztaref to force them to build a kosel. If there are two factors, then it's able to be mitztaref. By Bika, there's just Ayin Ra, there isn't any Hezek Riyah issue. So therefore, it's not enough to be mechayev to build a kosel in a stam bika. Okay, but so that's one part. And then the maskana is according to Madama Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. Chotzer is even stronger than Gina. Even if Gina has two factors, but the Hezek Riyah, the Tashmish Shalom and Chotzer is so strong that it's mechayev to build a kosel, perhaps even b'makom shenagu shalo ligdo. Okay, this is the sheet. Questions. The Rambam is the final sheet in the sugya. The Rambam is really a pelt. What does the Rambam say? Let's take a look at the Rambam. Rambam Hilchos Shechinim in Perek Beis Halacha Tezai. The Rambam writes, "Kama gova akosel and pochos me'arba amas." Gova akosel, talking about a chotzer. The Gova Kosel is Dalet Amas. V'chaim b'gina, says the Rambam. Kofeo lahavdil ginosu m'ginas chavero b'mechitza gevoa asara tfachim. By gina also, there's a chiyuv to build a kosel. M'chitza gevoa asara tfachim, 10 tfachim tall. Aval b'bika in tzarek lahavdil b'kosel m'bikas chavero el b'makam shenagul. By stam gina, there's a chiyuv to build a kosel, says the Rambam. A kosel, a mechitza, he doesn't say kosel, he says mechitza. Mechitza of asara tfachim. But by bika, stam bika, there is no chiyuv. B'makam shenagu shelo ligdar, or stam bika, there's no chiyuv. B'makam shenagu ligdar b'bika, so then there is a chiyuv. In fact, the Ravid, zok the Ravid, shibush godo, kol ze, shibush godo, he says, elakosel arba amas. What's the Ravid talking about? By gina, there's a chiyuv to build a mechitza of asara tfachim. That's not what Rabbi Mara seems to say. V'chein begina, there's a chiyuv to build a kosel of dal and amas bechotzen. V'chein begina, there's a chiyuv to build the same thing, l'chora. The same thing. So if the chiyuv by chotzer is dal and amas, why should the chiyuv by begina be only asara tfachim? The hapela, the rive of mamash is right. What's this asara tfachim that the Rambam is talking about? Mamash hapela. The Magi Mishnah starts with the rive. Right, the Magi Mishnah says l'chora the Rambam really is difficult. So what haka is the pshat in the Rambam? So the Magi Mishnah really the kasha on the Rambam is twofold. What does it mean that the Gemara says that by gina there's a chiyuv to build a kosel of dalet amos? But first of all, from the beginning of the Gemara, from the Havamin of the Gemara, that the Gemara is Sakasha from Gina to Hezek Rishmei Hezek, it sounds like the Gemara is assuming that Hezek Rishmei Hezek is the reason why you have to build a kosel and the Gina in the first place. The Gemara is asking the Manda Omer Hezek Rishmei Shmei Hezek, right? The Gemara says, V'chein Begina, it sounds like Hezek Rishmei Hezek. Why? So it says Tosfos, because from the Gemara and Daf Dalet, you get the impression that Stam Gina is Kamakom Shenagul, then there's a chiyuv to build a kosel. If Hezek be a lash me Hezek, and you need a Ratzu to be Machayev, the person to build a kosel, so why is there a chiyuv? Why is there a chiyuv by a Stam Gina? So it sounds like the chiyuv by Stam Gina is because of Hezek be a Shmei Hezek, and from that, the Gemara wants to deduce that by Chotzer also. By Chotzer also, Hezek be a Shmei Hezek, that should be Machayev to build a kosel. Now, we know that the shear of kosel and chotzer is dalet amas. So shear of kosel is dalet amas, then the shear by gina should be the same. That's what v'chein is going on. Right? If v'chein tells me that by gina, the chiyuv to build a kosel is because of hezekria, so then the same way that there's a hezekria in the chotzer, the Gemara wants to learn hezekria, shmei hezek by chotzer, so that same chiyuv kosel should apply to gina as well. What's more, even according to the maskana, when the Gemara says gina shiny, that really we're going according to the mandama hezekria lav shmei hezek. But nevertheless, the fact that you're making a kosel begina, if we say that ayin hara is enough to be mechayev a kosel, so a kosel in the gina, mishum ayin hara, should also have to have the same height as a kosel in the chatzah. Gina shiny, but the reality is that the height of the kosel should be dalet amas in the gina, just like it would have been in the chatzah, according to Mandama Hezek Rishmei Hezek. So the Magi Mishnah wants to suggest the following. What is a mechitza sasor according to the Rambam? Das ha-machaber she'ein ezekriya begina u'lefikav dai ba'asor etvachim kide she'itafes kegana u'lishmir ba'ama. The Magi Mishnah says, why do you need a mechitza sasor according to the Rambam begina? Kide she'einit v'asol of kegana. The shear of 10 tvachim is so that if he walks over to the other person's rishus, if he walks into the gina, then he'll look like a ganav, right? It's a shmira that he shouldn't take anything from the gina. It's a shmira. Aye, but the Gemara seems to say that the mechitza by gina is not just a shmira. Masha omru, also lo adam shiyam alas techaver b'shoshe, omedes b'kamosea. Aye, but ayin ra applies to gina. There's a chiyuv kosel aside from shmira. Zok the Magen Mishnah, anyway, lamidas chasidus. V'lo nachriach ligdar arba amas b'shvil kach. Rabbi Abba's din, says the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam learns, is just a midas chasidus. It's just a midas chasidus, so we're not going to force him to build a kosel of dalet amas for a midas chasidus. The divrei tam hein, the Magid Mishnah says that these are divrei tam, but the sugya doesn't really sound like that. This idea that Rabbi Abba's halacha is only a midas chasidus, that really is what the Rambam himself says. It's not just the Magid Mishnah. The Migdal Oz quotes that the Chachmei Lunil asked the Rambam. The Chachmei Lunil have different shilas that they asked the Rambam. Many tshuvas Rambam are to the Chachmei Lunil. So the Chachmei Lunil asked the Rambam about this very point. But why does the Rambam pass that if you only need a coastal of Dalai Lama's by Gina, Lachar from the Gemara, it's mashma that you should need a coastal of Dalai Lama's. Rabbi Abba says that it's also Adam Lama b'stei chaver b'shor shehi omeres b'kamoseh. So why should you not be chayav to make a coastal of Dalai Lama's? So the Rambam answers, you can see the letters. Tshuva, Zos ha-shela lo haisa la-noshen gedolim kemochem lishalosa. You're great people, you shouldn't have asked this question. V'chilo shayni ben hezek riyashu hezek gadol vada shiir adam chaver ba'eshu omid v'yoshe va'osa tzrochav ben hezek riyashu shiir akamas chaver mishum en adisha. As the Rambam, hezek riyah da'ayin har and hezek riyah d'tash mishadam, never the twain shall meet. Hezek riyah d'tash mishadam, that's a big hezek riyah, that a person is osek in his private affairs and someone else is going to see him. That's a real hezek riyah. Hezek riyah da'ayin har? Is that such a significant hezek? She'elu divrei chasidus hayim, he says. Shelo ya'ayin bo ba'ayin ra. Ayin ra is certainly an important thing, but it's just a midas chasidus. It's a nice thing to do. It's not the same as hezek riyah d'tash mishadam. Aye, but the Gemara gives that answer, the Gina shiny because of Ayin Ra, so what are you going to do with the Gemara? So the Rambam, Osa Shinu Shinuya Ba'alma Hu Ve'eno Aliba de Hilchasar. The Rambam says that answer to the Gemara is not really, it's not the Maskana, that's not a real, it's just a Dechiyah Ba'alma, it's not Lahalocha. Deikar Hezekriya Bechatzer, Mokam Shibnei Adam Dorin, Avul Begino Shel Chatzero Sein Tzorechar Ba'amas, Levisha'ein Derech Bein Adam Lot. Loder beginos, so the mechitzas asarat tefachim sagio. Yechid yehinit v'solofigana. The Rambam says beferish that in a gina, since there's no hezekriya the tash mishadam, even though hezekriya the ayin hara does apply in a gina, but that's just a midas chasidus. That's not a reason to force a person to build a wall of dalet amos. So the only chiyuv in a gina mitzad hadin is to build a wall of ten tefachim mechitzas asar kedei sheinit v'solofigana for shmira ba'alma. That's what the Rambam himself said. The question is, but how does that work with the Gemara? What's he assuming in the Gemara? What he says, Lamaskona, Rabbi Abba's halach is just a midas chasidus. It doesn't sound like that from the Gemara itself. Where did he see that in the Gemara that he thought that the Gemara felt Rabbi Abba's halach is just a midas chasidus? So the Ramban throws something in there. I don't know if you noticed this line in the Ramban. Rambam throws an answer in. He doesn't like the Rambam, but he tries to explain where the Rambam saw in the Gemara that perhaps Rabbi Abba's halacha doesn't remain a maskon. He says, "V'yesh mishaomer she'ein geder gina ubika el kadesh she'ein nifas tigana ve'en azokok elo lemachitza sar she'ein ba mishim ezekriya. V'hodak shinan mino le'el lehezekriya mishim v'chasal kadai dach medekatoni v'chein mishim hezekriyahu. For the sof hadrina mehak svarum frakinan agvil v'gazes. Klomer lav mishem hezek uklal, el agvil v'gazes hu de katani v'chein." What's Ramban saying? Ramban seems to be saying that at the beginning of the Gemara, when they first quoted Rabbi Abba's halacha, so then we were thinking the hezekri of the ayin hara really is a din. It's a halacha. And just like Hezekriya the Tash Mishadam would require a machitza of Dalet Amos, Hezekriya the Ayin Hara would also require a coastal of Dalet Amos. But once the Gemara comes along and says that V'chein is not going on the Iker Chiyuv Begina, we're not comparing the Chiyuv Begina to the Chiyuv Bechatzer, we're not saying that both are Chiyuvim related to Hezekriya, to different types of Hezekriya, but rather V'chein is going on Gvil V'gozis. So at that stage in the Gemara, everything changes. Rabbi Abba is no longer a halacha, it's no longer a din. It's just a midas chasidus. It's just a midas chasidus ba'alma. So once it's a midas chasidus, at that stage, at the last stage, when we say the chayim is going on the materials, on vil v'gaz, it's not on the nature of the chiyuv to build the kosel begina, so then it could very well be that the kosel begina only has to be 10 tefachim. if it's not mishum any kind of hezekria, if it's not because of a hezekria, so then there shouldn't be a chiyuv to build a kosel of dalet amos. Maybe taka only 10 tefachim is sufficient. Maybe that's what the Rambam meant. Lemaskana, it's just the midas chasidus. The ayin raw element is just the midas chasidus ba'alma. It's just the midas chasidus ba'alma. So why should I have to bring? So why should I have to build a kosel? The Gemara doesn't talk about why, but it's obvious that at least the mechitz sasara you can force him to build. Right? Kedesh nipas olav kigana, if you can force him to build a mechitz sasara, but a mechitz of dalet amos, maybe lemaskana, Rabbi Abbas Halacha is just the midas chasidus. If it's just the midas chasidus, then there's no reason to build a kosel of dalet amos. That's what the Ramban wants to suggest to explain the Rambam sheet. The Meiri offers a little bit of a different svar. This is not what the Rambam himself says, but Meiri suggests this as another possibility. Again, it's not what the Rambam answered to the Chachmei Lanil, so it's hard to say this within the Rambam, but it's a valid svar within the Shita, a very interesting idea that he suggests. He says like this, "Mikamokom yesh lefarish boken, gina shayni shen sham hezekri levad, Ella hezek mama mitzad ayin har. Shari af besad shen sham hezek ria amru lamad alav b'sha sham osa lamad alav b'sha shehi omeres b'kam aser. V'hagina mitoch she'ab keros v'hayerek mitzuyim batomid harei kesada ha'omeres b'kam aser. The gina has yirokos and peros tadir, so it's like a sada shehi omeres b'kam aser." Etc. Okay. There's no hezekria to tashmish adam in gina, he says. Just a hezek mamon the ayin har, right? Umei acha shekein, he says, kol sheyesham asara tfachim nizkarhu ve'eno masmid biri'ia ad sheyikare omid aleh. She'ein hezek Ayin hara ela biri'ia masmedes shel pam achas ad she'arichu lesaper be'inyoneh. What does the Meiri say? The Meiri says that even if you'll tell me that the mechitza of gina is because of hezekria the ayin hara, a hezek mammon as he calls it, that there'll be a kina and the mammon of this individual, 10 tefachim might be sufficient. Why? Because he says the hezekria the ayin hara is only created by a re'ia hamasmedes. Hasmod is normally a good thing. But here it's not different. Right? The problem is that if you look too much, you look too much at your friend's tavua, at your friend's yerek, at your friend's gin, at your friend's peris, so that will make you feel like, oh, wow, he has a beautiful field, and that will make you start to talk about it. You just look at it, and you look away, that's not a problem. You're not going to have a kinna for your friend if you just have a brief glance. But if you look at re'iyah hamasmedes, then you'll come to have a kinna in your friend. And that's the problem. So the Meiri, maybe that's what the Rambam is saying. Well, maybe that's what the Shita, those who hold of the Rambam Shita. The Rambam doesn't say this. You know, in his tshuva, he didn't give this answer himself. But within his Shita, perhaps he can suggest this. That Ayin Hara definitely is a kover when it comes to the Gina. But that's not going to be mechai of you to build a kosel of Dalet Amos. Why? Because as long as you have a mechit sasara, that serves as a reminder not to have a re'iyah hamasmedes in your friend's field. Not to look too much. We just need a reminder for the person. If he has a reminder, he's not going to look too much. So that's perhaps what those who hold of the Shita of the Rambam are assuming. The mechit sasara is sufficient by Gina because it serves as a reminder not to look too much, not to have an extended look, not just a glance. So therefore, there's no need to have a mechitza of dalet amos. As long as you have a mechitza sar, that's enough to remind the person not to have a re'iyah masmedes, and then he won't come to the ayin ra, he won't come to the kina in his friend's field. It's really a difficult Rambam. You know, the Rambam himself explains what it's based on. It's not kosher that's the pshat in the Gemara. It's food for thought. You know, this shita really there's a lot of literature on this shita. But at least we have a couple of pshat, some basic pshat to try to figure out. Yes.
So why is it
dafke
Yitzchak? Why dafke that shir, not something else?
I guess that's the basic shir mechitza in general. So that's the shir mechitza that Chazal gave. Now there's a line in the Gemara in the Avraham Mebeis that why should he give mechitza sasara? to be nitfas alav kiganav, maybe nesifas va'alma is enough. And that was that line that Tosfos on Beis Hamikdash wanted to be in the bag. Nesifas va'alma is less than 10 tefachim. Nesifas is even less than 10. But the maskana of the Gemara is that you do need 10 tefachim. That's the basic shiva that the Chacham gave. So l'chara, what it means is that since mechitza asar is always the smallest type of mechitza that exists, so that's the shiva that Chazal have. That's a good reminder. It's a chashiv of mechitza. Talad amas, but it's a chashiv of mechitza enough that it'll serve to tell a person not to look too much at someone else's field. Yes.
If we say the chen grows on field the gazers, how does that work with? And I want to say it's ten tefachim. How does that work with the line that says chlam shakai in lo lo kai? That has to be at least five tefachim. Or
if it's Dalet Amos, so then the width has to be. The Gemara Gimel Amarav is saying the Dalet Amos, the width has to be. The width for Gozes has to be five, and the width for Gil can be six. That's talking about for Dalet Amos. But if it's Mechitz Asara, that's much less. So then it doesn't have to be so thick. It can be that thick, but it doesn't have to be so thick. Inshallah.
Yeah, I'm just wondering when I was learning the hearing, what did Miriam do about the talking problem? Like, okay, so you glanced at it, but didn't he like spend eye hard as like just talking? So if you glance at it, you're still talking.
No, but only if you look at it. If you glance at something, it doesn't make an impression on you. If you look at it for an extended, you stare at something. So that causes you to be thinking. It causes you to have the kina, and that will in turn bring you to speak about it. If you just, I mean, you see a lot of things. The brain is constantly processing different things that we see. But if we're not staring at something, it doesn't make an impression. Okay? Let's go weiter. Okay, let's go weiter to the next sugya. So Gina was just the first raya that Gemara tried to bring. That maybe Hezek Rishme Hezek against the Lishna Kamer. Let's see the second round. Toshma. What does the Gemara say? Kosel chose shenofel mechaivenos olivnos ad daladans. That's a Mishnah. Mishnah Daf Hei says, Kosel Chotzer Shenofal, if you have a Kosel Chotzer, and it falls down, so we're Mechayev him to rebuild the Kosel until Dalet Amos. But more than Dalet Amos, the Mishnah says no. So the question is, if Hezek Re'elav Shmei Hezek, maybe they were Ratzu in the first Kosel? But why should that be Mechayev them to build the second Kosel? They weren't Ratzu in the second Kosel? Right, mechayven also sound as Rashi says. Mechayven also v'hocha lo katan yiratzu ella al karcha. Here it didn't say shuv and shiratzu lasa mechitza. Mechayven also sounds like we force him to rebuild the wall. Why? Why should we force him? If you hold Ezekiel Lash Meizik, it must be Ezekiel Lash Meizik. It's up to Gemara. Nafal shiny. No, this is kosel chatzish and nafal. It was a kosel to begin with. It fell down. Nafal shiny. Taka enochanami Ezekiel Lash Meizik. I'm sorry, Hezek Re'elav Shmei Hezek. Really, Hezek Re'elav Shmei Hezek. Guys, so why should we force them without a rotzo? So the answer is, Nofel Shain. Nofel is different, because there was a kosel to begin with, so therefore, we can force them to rebuild the wall. Frag the Gemara, the Ka'arila, my Ka'arila, that's a phrase that appears in different places. It basically means, what's the Havani? With the Ka'arila, that which you were talking about this, that which you thought that there was a Kasha, my Ka'arila, what were you talking about it for? The fact that you were talking about it, Iri, right? Iri means you were talking. The fact that you're talking about it, what are you talking about it for? Meaning, you were thinking something. What was the Havamina that you thought this was a Kasha? Fakir, this is a Raya that Hezek Re'elav Shmei Hezek. It's not a Raya that Hezek Re'elav Shmei Hezek. This should be a good Raya that Hezek Re'elav Shmei Hezek. Because Dafka Nofel Shaini. Kosel Chotzesh and Nofel. Seifa Itzrichale. Says the Gemara, no, we need it for the Seifa. Midalat Hamasalamala, Eimachai Benosha. The Sefer says that if there's a kosel chatzer shenofal, so then we'll mechayev him to rebuild it, mechayev them. But midalat amos olamala, if it's taller than dalat amos, so then the part that's taller than dalat amos, we're not going to force them to build again. They have to build dalat amos, but that's it, not more than that. So that's what we need the Mishnah for. In a chanami, maybe Hezek Re'elav Shmei Hezek. But Nafal Shani, and that's how we can force them to rebuild the wall. Aye, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? What's the chiddush that we can force them? The answer is, the chiddush is in the Sefer, that we can't force them to build more than Dalet Amos. Taller than Dalet Amos, we can't force them to build. What's the kasha of the Gemara? What's the teretz? What's this idea? The Gemara is a kasha, then it answers Nafal Shani. Well, what's this teretz of Nafal Shani? So Rashi writes, Nafal Shani, Shepanesvatsu Harishonim Bekosa. That the first ones were Nisratza, the first ones agreed to build a Kosel. There was a Ratza. So because there was a Ratzon Metchila, therefore we can force them to rebuild the wall. Who were Ratzon? Who agreed to build the wall in the first place? HaRishon. What's made us Rishon? What does it mean, Rishon? Rishonim, Achronim, the Tanoim, or whatever. Rishon is the first ones who owned the Kosa. Right? The first ones who owned the Kosa. Sounds like Rashi's not talking about the people who are there right now. The people who are owning the Chatzanet. There's some previous owners of the Chatzan. And those Rishonim obviously agreed to build the Kosa. So those Rishonim agreed to build the Kosa. Now it's Nofal. Nofal Shani, even if you hold Hezekiah Lashmei Hezek, they can force each other to rebuild the Kosa because the Rishonim were Nisratzim. This is Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos offers a different approach. Nofal Shani, Shehurgulu Lasos. Dover Hetznea Bechotzer V'lo Lomdu Lizor Zemizem. Says Tosfos, why is Nofal Shani? Not because Nisratzim Rishonim Bechotzel. No. It's because they were Hurgulu, they became used to doing Divrei Tznius in the Chotzer. Because they became used to doing Divrei Tznius in the Chotzer, so therefore, now there's a chiyuv to build the Kosel. Tosfos is a mamish achidush. This is going Lamanda Amar Hezekiah Lav Shmei Hezek. So Lamanda Amar Hezekiah Lav Shmei Hezek. Tosfos nevertheless holds that Nafal Shani, the Teretz of the Gemara, is that since they got used to doing Divrei Tznius in the Chotzer, now they can force each other to build the Kosel. We thought the Mandama had to be a Lashmei Hezek. The only way they can force each other to build a Kosel and the Chotzer is if Ratzu. From Ashmolana case, Ahechetimtsa, where even without Ratzu, the fact that they grew used to Divrei Tznius in the Chotzer, that's enough to be Mechayev them to rebuild the Kosel. A tremendous Chiddush. And because it's such a tremendous Chiddush, it sort of behooves us to try to understand why did Tosfos learn the Gemara in such a way. That's not the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. But because they got used to doing Divrei Tznius, suddenly that's Mechayev building a Kosel? But Hezekiah Lashmei Hezek. So Hezekiah Lashmei Hezek, I thought the Man D'Amar Hezekiah Lashmei Hezek holds that we don't care about this possibility that they'll do Divrei Tznius in the Chatzim. It doesn't bother them. It doesn't bother them. So why, Persepolis, now he can claim something different? Got to work on Tosfos. But why did Tosfos not want to learn Rashi's Pshat? What troubled Tosfos to learn the way Rashi learned? Maram wants to suggest that part of the problem was this word Rishonim. That's what really bothered Tosfos. Part of the problem. What does the Maram say? Let's see the Maram. Maram says, nearly the Perishu came from the Koshulu al Perish Rashi. Tosfos was troubled with the Perish Rashi. The Perish Nafal Shani Shepanisratzu Rishonim Bekosel. Kimalo la Rishon. What do we care about the Rishonim? They're not here. Why does it matter that the Rishonim were Nisratzu? But these two individuals are not Nisratzu. If they bought the Chotzer from someone else and they were not Nisratzu to build the Kosel, so what do we care that the Rishonim were Nisratzu to build the Kosel? Va'od mi manavshach yaslina nacharotzen a Rishon in pain lamala midalat amas nami lechayva keren she if you care about what the Rishonim did, you care about the Ritzui of the Rishonim, so because they were Nisratzu to build a Kosel that's even taller than Dalet Amos, so that Ratzon should be enough to be Mechayev the current owners to build a Kosel even taller than Dalet Amos. And the Mishnah says beforehand that we don't do that, that we only force them to build a Kosel of Dalet Amos, not taller than Dalet Amos. And if we don't care about what the Rishonim were Nisratzu, so then, even for the Kosel of Dalet Amos, we should enforce this next group of people. They're not beholden to the Rishonim. What does that matter? What does that matter? It's up to my Ram. I think that's why Tosfos didn't want to learn like the Rashi. Because he thought Rashi was difficult. Maybe he has a Chiddush in his Pshat. But he thought Rashi was Gar Shver, because what do we care about the Rishonim? Manavshach. Either care about them entirely, don't care about them Bechalal, but what's this halfway? A halfway approach that we care about them enough to be Mechayev a Kosel of Dalet Amos, but not enough to be Mechayev a Kosel that's more than Dalet Amos. What's the answer for Rashi? What's the answer for Rashi? So the Shita Mekubetz says, quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah. Then he adds on a little bit. The Shita suggests to Das Rashi that maybe we do care about the Rishonim. Why do we care about the Rishonim? What's the Svar? Anyone? What's the Svar? What's this for? Yes, Sean.
Because the Rishonim were just shut in, not like the original people.
What do you mean? The Rishonim were original owners before the current owners. So just because the Rishonim were Rotsu B'Kosel, so why is that Mechai of the current owners to build a Kosel? Right? Why is that Mechai of the current owners to build a Kosel? Akiva?
Does it become a Din Chalukah once they're Rotsu?
Din Chalukah, what do you mean by that?
Once they're Rotsu, then it transforms the...
No, but we're talking L'man Damar Hezek V'Yalam Shmei Hezek. So the Chatzar is a Chatzar Sheish B'Din Chalukah. So why is that Benji?
Because it's like what they're used to. Both of them had a wall.
That's what Tosfos is. That's not what Rashi is saying. Charlie?
If they intended it to be Le'olam, even if they're no longer there.
No, but the Rishonim are no longer there. What do I care? They could intend from Hank Bismorgan, but that's not my problem. That's not the problem of the second group. Is there any relationship between the first group and the second group? Is there any relationship?
It's the same piece of land.
Again?
That's the din of the karka. That's the same piece of land. What's my discernment?
What do you mean by that? Right, what's the relationship between the Rishonim and the current owner?
They live in the
buyer-seller, two of you, exactly. Right? They sold the karka to these individuals. They sold the chazah to these individuals. Right? So maybe we can say that if the mocher, if the original owners had a schus in the chazah, didn't they have a schus in the chazah? Once they were rotsu, now they have a schus to demand the Bina Kosel. It sounds from Tosfos, right? Tosfos didn't want to learn like the Rashi. Why? Maram says, well, because, you know, who cares about the Rishonim? It sounds like if the Rishonim still were there, Lefi Rashi, we wouldn't have a kasha. We'd say, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. The Nofel Shiny. That since they had a chiyuv, they agreed to do it at some point in time. L'man d'amar hezek v'yalav shmei hezek. And that creates a schuz to demand the kosel. So if the wall fell down, avada, those Rishonim could force each other to build the wall again. So it could be the answer is that if the Rishonim can force each other, then the Achronim should also be able to force each other. Because Lokach always acquires everything when he buys something. He not only acquires the karka, he acquires all of the zechuyos, all of the rights and privileges of this karka, and all of the detriments of the karka too. If there are shibudim on this karka, if there are liens on the karka, so he's responsible for that. Right? If the mocher borrowed money from someone, we know that there's a concept called shibud karkos, that there's a lien on the karka, right? So that karka is meshubud to that chof. If there's no money, right? If the lova doesn't have any money, then even if the field is sold to someone else, the bal chof can be gover the field. What gives them the right? It's not Rishus HaMocher anymore. What's the answer is there's a shibud on the karka. There's some kind of a lien on the karka, and the negative attributes of this karka relate to the buyer. The buyer acquired everything. He acquired the karka, but also all of the responsibilities of the karka. But conversely, he also acquired the good stuff. He got the privileges as well. So if part of the karka is this chus to demand a kosel, so it could be that even if the Rishonim are no longer here, but those who bought the karka from them got the zchus to demand the building of the kosel. The lashon of the Shita Mekubetzes is that filu lo nisratzu hein meikar klal ela harishonim shebanu kevin the hein boim mikocham mechayven osam. They come mikoach the mocha. They come mikoach the Rishonim. There's a lashon of the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Chesam Ebeis in other places. Mazchus mochar. Mazchus mochar rishon l'sheni kol zchus shetovol liyado. Any zchus that the rishon has, he sold to the sheni, sold to the second guy. That's what happens over here. If the rishonim had a zchus to demand the kosel, so the current owners have that same zchus. Yes.
So I understand Rashi even chassam where it's like a din in the karka itself that you could say that transfers when the ownership transfers. But here, where it's seemingly a din the shutfus, and now the new the lokach is not part of the original shutfus, how do we say it transfers?
Why should I say it's only a din in the shutfus? If it's a din in the shutfus, it transfers to the karka. Now there is a din in the karka. There's a schus. Okay, let me say it better. Even if it's a schus in the shutfus, but the shutfus sells to the other individual all zchuyos that he has in the shutfus. So why is that any different than it did in the karka? Even if it's not a din in the karka, he can sell every zchus that he has. So as a shutfus, he has this zchus to demand from his other shutfus. Let's say one of the shutfus sold the karka and the second one didn't. Right? So whatever that should have had, whatever schus he had, he sold to the other individual. The original should have still has his schuyos, but the second should have has his schuyos. So if both of them sold, then both of the schuyos transferred. But a schus in the should have shataka transferred to the buyer. Yes?
Doesn't that only answer like the first part of the question? What about the, why didn't they have to go all the way up?
We're going to get to that. That's right. That's a good point. It only answers the first cash. Doesn't answer the second. We'll have to get to an answer for that second cash. So before we get to that answer, we should notice that the Shita Mekubetzes quotes a Rosh who has a different Girsan Rosh. This starts us off in a slightly different direction, and then we'll talk an answer to the second kasha. What does the Shita Mekubetzes say? What's the Lashon of the Rosh? Some of the Talmidim noticed this and said it. He says, Nafal Shani Pirish Rashi Zal Nafal Shani Din Esratza Metchila Lassus Kosa. Sounds like the Rashi that we just read. No? Doesn't it sound like the Rashi that we just read? What's the difference between the Shita's Rashi? The Rosh. Tosfei HaRosh. What's the difference between the Tosfei HaRosh's Rashi and HaRashi? One word. Which word? Rishonim, exactly. Who said that? Very good idea. Rishonim. Our Rashi says, Shepanisratzu HaRishonim B'Kosa. The Rosh didn't say that. The Rosh's Rashi is Nisratzu Metchila Lassos Kosa. No Rishonim. So if there's no Rishonim, then Rashi is very good at first glance. Much better. We asked, how can it be that what the Rishonim agreed to now is the responsibility of the Achronim, the current owners? The Rishonim are long gone. What's the relevance? If you go race like the Tosfos HaRosh's Rashi, so then that's much better. At Lechora, that's much better. Yeah. It sounds from the Tosfei HaRosh's Rashi that we're talking about the same owners. So once they agreed to build the kosel, so they created a schus for themselves, right? They agreed to build the kosel, and now they can force each other to rebuild that kosel if the kosel falls. But the Rosh is not happy. The Shita quotes on the Rosh two kashas. The kasha, the kevin that has agreed losh mehezek ve'enol chayev ele mishum d'nisratze b'tchila afilu l'mayla midalat amas nami. So first of all, the Rosh is troubled with the Maram's second kasha. He came before the Maram. Right? The second kasha, Zach's kasha. Right? The first kasha is answered. Ha! Why should I care about the Rishonim? They're not here anymore. We should care about the second group, the current owners of the field. So that's not a shaila, he says, because it could be that we're talking about the current owners. They were the ones that were Ratzon Mechila. Yeah, but it's still a Pella. So if they were Ratzon Mechila to build the coastal, and they were Ratzon to build the coastal taller than Dalet Amos, so then they should be able to be Mechayiv each other to rebuild the wall even taller than Dalet Amos as well. That's kasha number one. Va'od im nisratza al coastal rishon lo nisratza b'shvil ze livnos coastal la'olam. Frek the Rosh, a bomb kasha. We seem to be assuming that if we're talking about the same people, it's not that they're Rishonim and then current owner, so then everything is fine. We're talking about the same people, then we understand they were Ratzel Linus as a kosel metchila. So now they can force each other to build the wall again. Why? He says. The Rosh asks, why should they be chayav to build the kosel la'olam? They were only Nisratza Pamakas. Vushtet, where does it say? Did they say anything, Zel or Zeh, that they're going to be Mechayev La'olam? They didn't say that they're Mechayev La'olam. They were just Mechayev to build a coastal once. So now that coastal fell, the coastal's not here anymore. So what's the Chiyuv B'chlal? Forget about Rishonim, Achronim, even if it's the same people. Even if it's the same people, what's the Chiyuv to rebuild the wall? They weren't Nisratza to rebuild the wall. They were Nisratza to one coastal, not to a coastal La'olam. That's really a very, very Shtak Akash, very Shtak Akash. So what's the answer? Comes the Shita and gives the answer. He quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Kegon shenisratzu lasos mechitza stam. De mistam alola mechitza rishon nisratzu keven shemakpidim heim al hezek riyah. Ad kam rishon. Rabbeinu Yonah has a murdik yisod of here. Think about what he's saying. The answer to the kasha, he says, is that they weren't Nisratzu for a Mechitza Rishon. They were Nisratzu stuck. They were Nisratzu to build a Mechitza in the Chatzim. So we should interpret that to mean they were Nisratzu to a Mechitza Rishon? They were Nisratzu to build one Kosel? No. What were they Nisratzu to? Help me now. What were they nisratza to? What's the ritzui for? Hashufin shiratzu lasas machitza b'chotza. L'manda amar hezek mi'alash mi'hezek. What are they being nisratza to? At first glance, you'd say they're nisratza to build a coastal. L'manda amar hezek mi'alash hezek. So they're misratza to make the chalukah, okay? And then once they're misratza to make the chalukah, then we can force on them, because Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, we can force on them to build the coastal because of Hezekiah. Lamanda Mehezekiah Lashmei Hezek, so Hezekiah is not really a function, it's not really a factor over here. They can't force each other because of Hezekiah. So Ratzu, if they agree to build a coastal, they agree to build a coastal. So that ruts on itself, at first glance, that's the Siva Sachiyuf. The Ratzon itself is the reason why they're obligated, because they obligated themselves. What's the Cheshbon? I don't know what the Cheshbon is. They want the Mechitza to be there. What's the other way to look at it? That they weren't Nisratza just to build the Kosel. What were they actually Nisratza to do?
Do
Nisratza
Kadiriyah?
Nisratza Kadiriyah. Exactly. To be Mesalek Hezekiah. Even Lamanda Omar Hezekiah Lav Shmei Hezek. Yes, Hezekiah Lashmi Hezek means that there's no automatic chiyuv to build a kosel. Hezekiah is not significant according to that shita. But Hashuv and Sherotzu Lashas Mechitza B'chotzer, if they have a rotzon to build the mechitza, we interpret that rotzon as saying that they're makir on Hezekiah. They were rotzu to be mesalek the Hezekiah. That's what the rotzon is on. The Sivas Achiyuv is not. To build the kosel. The mechayiv is to be mesalek the hezekiah. The mechayiv is not just to build a kosel. Right? The mechayiv is not the rotzon per se. Right? The rotzon is a simen ladavar that they want to be mesalek the hezekiah, that they care about the hezekiah. And now it's the siluk of the hezekiah that's really the mechayiv over here. That's what the Rabbi Yonah is saying. The Ratzon in the first Mechitza is not just a Ratzon to build a Kosel. It's a Ratzon to be Mesalek Hezekiah. So if it's a Ratzon to be Mesalek Hezekiah, the whole Kasha never even began. The Kasha of the Rush was, how can we be Mechayev them to rebuild the wall? Were they Mechayev themselves? Were they Ratzon to build a Kosel La'olam? The answer is no, they weren't. They were Ratzon to be Mesalek the Hezekiah. So once they were Ratzon to be Mesalek Hezekiah, so Taka, if the wall falls down, there will be Hezekiah. That original Ratzon is mechayev them to continue to rebuild the wall, because it's the same Ratzon, it's the same original, it's not a new Ratzon, it's the same original Ratzon. If you tell me the Ratzon is on the wall itself, so then they were only this Ratzon for the Kosel Rishon. But if the Ratzon is to be Mesalik the Hezekiah, the Ratzon Ashutvin is a similar Dover. The Ratzon Ashutvin is not the actual mechayev to build the Kosel. It's a similar Dover that they're makbid on Hezekiah. And the Mechayev is to be Mesalek the Hezekiah, so then it makes sense that it's not just one Kosel. They have to be Mesalek Hezekiah, so the first Kosel falls down. Of course, they have to put up another Kosel to take away the Hezekiah. Question? Yes? Ari?
Yeah, so if that's the case, so then wouldn't the Mishnah, shouldn't it make more sense to say, instead of saying Ashuvin Shiratzu Lasas Mechitza, going into the Kotel, shouldn't it say Ashuvin Shiratzu Mesalek Hezekiah?
Yes, Right, but that's a kasha according to either day. Even if you say that we're going to Mandama Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, so you still have to explain the case of the Mishnah, right? It's a chotzer she'im badin chaluka, and they were nisratza to be cholek. That's also not in the Mishnah, right? It's not. All of the details are there. You have to interpret the Mishnah. So we're interpreting the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that if ratzu lasas mechitza, even Mandama Hezekiah Lav Shmei Hezek, the Ratzon means that they care about Hezekiah. That's the interpretation of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah is not going to say, it's not going to say Hashem ben Shiratzu l'salik Hezekiah, because that's too much information. It's just too complicated.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. Give me the din, and then I'll interpret what the din is telling me.
Is this an answer to the second question of the Shita? Because maybe they're only makar on Hezekiah in the beginning.
We'll get to the second question. Just 1 second. Ellie.
How do we know that this Ratzon to Mesalek Hezekiah should transfer to the next owner? Just because the Rishonim had the Ratzon to Mesalek Hezekiah, how do we know that now I'm having...
So for that, we have to give the same answer we gave before, that if the first ones have a Zchus, right, now that they agree to Mesalek Hezekiah, so each one transfers to the other one a Zchus to demand the Siluk of Hezekiah.
But that's not related to that. But my Ratzon to Mesalek Hezekiah is not related to the Karka.
Is that related to my personal preference?
No, but the fact is the two original owners have the ability to be mechayev each other la'olam because they both agree to be mesalik hezekriya. So now la'olam, they can be mechayev each other to build a kosel. So that's now a zchus in the shutvus. It's a zchus in the karka, zchus in the shutvus, whatever you want to call it, right? So that zchus is now transferring to the current owners because they bought the karka, they bought the chatzah. So with the chatzah comes with it all the rights and privileges. So that should come along.
Even the same, I guess, agreed shutvus that they.
Why not?
Because
it's also a schus.
Huh?
It's also a schus to be mesalik hezekriya. Once we agreed to do that, so then we now implant the schus to be mesalik hezekriya in the shutvus, in the karka. So now when you sell it to another party, that schus is going to be transferred to the other party. This idea is echoed by the Ramban as well, the Ramban in the second parak. Ramban in the second parak, the context of the Ramban is a little interesting, but at the end of the Ramban, he says this idea of a Farish. Very beautiful idea. This is a Ramban on Daf Yutes Amud Beis. Is the Ramban? I'm sorry. I'm Daf Yud Zayin on the base. Daf Yud Zayin on the base. V'yeshetom. Okay. V'yeshetom and lomar uchad the Talmud b'hachi lemaksha mina ki echad et achav eshmaita. Whatever the context is there in the second paragraph, it's not relevant to us. But you see from reading the Ramban what he's driving at. That sometimes the Gemara sort of asks a kasha, but it's not serious about the kasha. The kasha is just the setup. The teretz is pretty obvious. Like, what's the point? That's basically what the Ramban is asking. Does the Gemara really do that? So what's the context where the Gemara would do that? So he says, whenever you say, the ka'arila, my ka'arila, basically what you're saying is, what was the havamina? So what are you asking the kasha for? Like, you just ask the kasha to give the teretz? It's obvious. That's the context the Ramban is in. Ki ahid b'reish pirka kama. What's a great example of this? The first parak. So it's a Ramban in the second parak, but he makes reference to our Gemara. And in the process of explaining our Gemara, he makes a very important statement. So that's why we have to look at this Ramban. The Omer Nofel Shaini, the Ka'arila, my Ka'arila, Farkinan Seifa, Itzri Chale, Bechule, the Afagav, the Lekam, Mino Raya, Lak Shuye, Mino, Mefarikla, Uperish, the Ka'arila, my Ka'arila, Klomar Adaraba, Habisyaita, Laman, the Kamaksha Salah. The phrase with the Ka'arila, my Ka'arila, basically means you think that you're answering a question on the other Manda Omer. The reality is, this is a raya to the second Manda Omer. You think that you asked the Kasha, the Manda Omer, Hezek, Yeshmei, Hezek, and now you answered it great. You answered it Nafal, Shiny. Right? Really? Nafal. You thought you were asking a Kasha, the Manda Omer, Hezek, Yelav, Shmei, Hezek, that this sounds like Hezek, Yeshmei, Hezek, by Kosal, Chatzesh, and Nafal, and now you're answering, no, Nafal, Shiny. Really? The Manda Omer, Hezek, Yelav, Shmei, Hezek, can have an answer. But no, it turns out that it's a raya to the other Manda Amar. That from this Mishnah, the fact that it's Nafal Shiny, Dafka, it's a case of Nafal that they can be Mechayev of each other, that's a raya to Hezek Yishmei Hezek. So you thought you were asking a kasha on the Manda Amar Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek, but it's wrong. Faker, it's a kasha on the other sheep. Right? It's a kasha on the other sheep. Better, it's a raya to the other sheep. Right? You asked the kasha Lamanda Amar. Hezek Yilash Mehezek, that really it should be. Hezek Yish Mehezek. So it's a kash on the Manda Amar Hezek Yilash Mehezek. And you give an answer, but the reality is it's a raya that if not for the case of Nafal, Ataka would be Hezek Yilash Mehezek. Yeah, so the Ramban says, Klomer Adarabah, Visiyate, Lamanda Kamaksha, Salevi Porek, Lot Yufte, Velosiyate, Yamanda Maksha, Yagdil Torah Viyadi. So that's what you would think. Zok Ramban no, v'zei no klum. She'ein derech ha'tamud lahakshos elam ke mechavra shmaita tvei kvidas ha'maksha. He says it's not like that. That we're just, you know, we're asking a kasha, but it's not really a kasha, and we go back and forth. That's not the way of the Gemara. The Gemara, when it asks a kasha, it's convinced that the kasha is right. The kasha really is right. The havamina was right. So what's the havamina over there in our Gemara? We shouldn't be mechayev either. The kasha was that, look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah has two cases. Mishnah has a case of a kosel that's taller than Dalet Amos and a kosel that's up to Dalet Amos. So we're machayev them to rebuild the kosel up to Dalet Amos, but not taller than Dalet Amos. So the kasha was, just like we're not machayev taller than Dalet Amos, we shouldn't be machayev Dalet Amos either. Meaning there's a connection between the two cases. Why do you split between the two cases? That was the kasha of the Gemara. Why do you split between the two cases? It should be exactly the same. With the Katani Nofal Mishum Seifahu. What's Pshat in the Teret, says the Ramban? What does Nofal Shani mean? The kasha was, why should you split between taller than Dalet Amos and Dalet Amos? If you care about the Kosel, then even taller than Dalet Amos they should have to rebuild. And if you don't care, then even Dalet Amos they should have to build. That's like an interesting kasha, right? If the Mishnah puts the two of them together, so why should I distinguish, right? What's the chiluk? What's the chiluk? Right? If you hold Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, right? If you hold Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek, so like, what's the chiluk between the two? That's the kasha the Gemara is trying to figure out. So the Gemara thinks, that's a raya that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. And since you only need Dalet Amos for the Hezek Riyah factor, so therefore you only have to rebuild up to Dalet Amos. That's the right. The kasha was, why should you distinguish between taller than Dalet Amos and Dalet Amos itself? With the Katani Nofal Mishum Seifahu. The answer is that it says Nofal Mishum Seifa, right? The Seifa is Dafka for taller than Dalet Amos. And what's the teretz? So here the Ramban says, Mikomoko mitaret svirale, the kaven the goliad that tayo the kapti behezekriya kapti. The nafal machaivan also lachzer lasalek hezekam. He says, what's the teretz? What's the teretz? The teretz is that Dalet Amos, we can force them. Why can we force them to rebuild Dalet Amos? What's the difference between Dalet Amos as opposed to taller? They're both a kosel. If we can't force them to rebuild taller than Dalet Amos, so that shows you that we can't force them to rebuild a kosel. So why should we be able to force them to rebuild a kosel of Dalet Amos? Zok the Ramban, the answer is, we're not forcing them to rebuild a kosel. We're forcing them to be mesalek the Hezek Riyah. That's what we're forcing them to do. Kaven de Goliad atayr de kapti behezek Riyah kapti. When they were nisratza betchila, or when the Rishonim were nisratza betchila, what were they nisratza to? They're showing, they're megala, that they're makpid on Hezek Riyah. They were megala that they're makpid on Hezek Riyah. So once they're megala that they're makpid on Hezek Riyah, then we can force them to build a kosa. So don't tell me that taller than Dalet Amos and Dalet Amos should be the same. A kosel is a kosel. What's the difference? If they were nisratza for the kosel, what does it matter what the height is? They should force each other to rebuild the whole kosel. No, there's a very big difference, because Dalet Amos is a Hezek Riyah chiv. And what would they mechayev each other to do? Not to build a kosel. If we interpret their rotzon as a rotzon to build a kosel, so then taka, there is no difference between Dalet Amos as opposed to chayev. It doesn't matter what the tam for the kosel is. They were nisratza to a kosel. But if we say that they were nisratza, not to a kosel, but they were megale daita, gilu adatayu the kapia Hezek Riyah, that's mamish the loshen, gilu adatayu the kapia Hezek Riyah, so that gilu das only relates to Dalet Amos. It doesn't relate to taller than Dalet Amos. They were megale daita for the Dalet Amos, so that gilu das is mechayev them to build a kosel la'olam, but a kosel of Dalet Amos. That's all it's mechayev them to do. So that's taka the answer. The chiluk between Dalet Amos as opposed to taller than Dalet Amos is that Hezek Riyah is only an issue in Dalet Amos. And even Laman Damer Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek, if they were nisratza to build a kosel, they were megala das that they're makbid on Hezek Riyah. So that's really what they were nisratza to be misag to Hezek Riyah. So therefore, we can force them to rebuild the wall until Dalet Amos. Okay, it's the same vort. Rabbi Yonah's vort is really licked in the Ramban. It's the same idea. The Ramban is coming at it from a different perspective. He's trying to figure out what was the happening in the Gemara, the shock of the time of the Gemara. He says that the whole kasha was why distinguish between taller than Dalet Amos and Dalet Amos itself? If they were nefatz at the Bila Kosov, they're nefatz at the Bila Kosov. So he says, no, that's not the point. The whole answer is that the Ritzui was not the Bila Kosov. The Ritzui was really a Gilui Das that the Makran has a Gria. So once the Makran has a Gria, so then they can force each other to rebuild the wall until Dalet Amos can be Nisag the Hezek Gria. Daniel.
When you say Hezek Gria, last Shmiya Hezek, do we mean that it's so insignificant that you can't actually take action to machayev anyone, or do we mean that's absolutely there is no damage here?
So we're gonna get to that. That's if you look at the Maamar Komas, that's really the next sugya. Relates to a few other gemaras. But you're seeing from this discussion that it could be that Hezekiah Lashmei Hezek might mean that in general it's not something that we have to take into account, but nevertheless, if they're Nisratsu, then they could say that for them Hezekiah is significant.
Can you make sense of like Yesh Me'ayim? Like there's no, if it, you can't make up a form of them, and just like, if they both, even if they both create a Makran, if it's not classified as a Hezek, can they just bring that up from absolutely nothing?
Apparently Rabbeinu Yonah and Ramban are saying that a subjective Hezekiah is significant. A subjective Hezekiah does make sense. So if they are Machiah themselves, if they're Nisratu to build a Kosel, so then they subjectively are saying that Hezekiah really is a Hezek for them, and that will be Machiah that to build a Kosel. This idea also might emerge from a Rashi. I'm not sure if you noticed this Rashi, but this is a very important Rashi. Rashi on that base and the base, the mask of the time. But Nochum pointed out this Rashi. The time. This is the key Rashi in the whole sugya. Lishna Kama. The Lishna Kama says that Hezek Yalash Mehezek. What's the Ratzu for? The Ratzu. It's not for the chalukah, it's for the guda, right? So how does this work? Says Rashi like this. Listen up, this is a Mar the Rashi. Time of the Ratsu Livnas Kosel, the Midash Shneyem Hu Dechayve Chachamim Sheyivnu Ben Shneyem. The time of the Ratsu Livnas Kosel, Midash Shneyem. Take out the Dalit, the back picture of the Dalit. The time of the Ratsu Livnas Kosel, Midash Shneyem. The time of the Ratzu Livnos Kosel Midash Shneim, Hu Dechivam Chachamim Sheivnu Ben Shneim. What's the Mechayev to build a Kosel Amand Amar Hezek V'Yalash Mehezek? The Ratzu. They were Nisratzu Livnos Esak Kosel. Right? So if I were to ask you, according to Amand Amar Hezek V'Yalash Mehezek, Hashuvin Shuratzu Lassus Mechitza B'Chatzer, they can force each other to build. Why? What's the reason that they can force each other to build? Why? They were Ratzu Livnos as a Kosel, why? Or what's the reason they can force each other?
Now
this is too complicated, you said it. Just simple. Ratzu Livnos, yes, Daniel?
They agreed to the Ratzu, right?
So, yeah, you want to say that the Ratzu is Kantam, okay, fine. But the Ratzu, is that what Rashi says? What's the Mechayev according to Rashi? Look at the Rashi carefully. Let me say it again. The time of the Ratzu Livnos Kosel Midash Shneim, Hu Dechayve Chachamim Sheivnu Ben Shneim. What's the Mechayev according to Rashi? Yes, Takanas Chachamim. Takanas Chachamim. Well, who mentioned the Takanas Chachamim over here? Who mentioned the Takanas Chachamim? Time of the Ratzu, right? The Gemara says time of the Ratzu. They agreed to build a Kosel, so that's Mechayev them to build a Kosel. That's the Ratzu is Mechayev them to build a Kosel? Rashi says it's not their Ratzon that's Mechayev to build a Kosel. It's Chiveh Chachamim that's Mechayev to build a Kosel. What's the Takana Sacham? Who needs the Takana Sacham? Didn't they have a Ratzon? Dr. Nochum. No. The Manda Omar Hezek Ria Lashmei Hezek is saying that if Ratzon Livnos as a Kosel, what does that mean? It means what? It means that they really were Mesratza to be Mesalik the Hezek Ria. Is that they are saying subjectively that we feel that Hezekiah is Shmei Hezek. Why is there a chiyuv to build a kosel around Amar Hezekiah is Shmei Hezek? Why is there a chiyuv to build a kosel? Is that because there's a Hezekiah? What is it? Alamazik laharchik esatzlo. Alamazik, what? Alamazik laharchik esatzlo. He's mishtamish b'shalom. He's just minding his own business. Why should I have to build a kosa? Just because Hezek Yishmei Hezek, there's a chiyuv to build a kosa. Why should there be a chiyuv to build a kosa? I'm doing my own thing. I'm minding my own business, my own property. Why is there a chiyuv to build a kosa? Two words. What are the two words? Remember, David. Okay, but I want more than that. What's the Ritzovia? No. If it's Archakas Nezikin, wait. If it's Archakas Nezikin, then there shouldn't be a Chiyuv, right? Alanizak La'achik Esatzma. Why should I be Mechuyev to be Marachik myself? I have to build a wall? I'm in my own property. I'm not going to look at you. And I'm just Mishtamish B'Shali. I'm just using my own property. Why is there a Chiyuv to build a Kosel? Akiva, now say. Zuchusei Shofim, Dinei Shofim. Meaning Chazal made a takana that Shofim should be able to live in the best possible way together. They shouldn't infringe on each other's mili d'tzniusa, right? Remember, we had a whole discussion about this. Got to do Chazar before Yom Tov. Before Yom Tov, right? That's what the Manda Amar Hezek Yishmei Hezek holds. So now think of that. Lamanda Amar Hezek Yilav Shmei Hezek. What does Ratzu do? Ratzu tells me that they want to build a kosel, but what does it really tell me, Arya? What does it really tell me? That they claim that they want to be Masalik the Hezek Ria. It's like they're saying that they want to be Masalik the Hezek Ria. They're saying that they hold of Hezek Ria. They say that Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. It's a subjective Hezek Ria. Maybe Ba'alma, for most people, Hezek Ria Lashmei Hezek. But if they're Ratzu, Lassus Mechitza B'chatzah, they're saying for us, Hezek Ria is Shmei Hezek. So if Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek, what's the real Mechayev for them to build a Kosel? It's not the Ratzon itself. It's that once they're Misratza, once they demonstrate, the Megala Das, that for them Hezek Ria is Shmei Hezek, then the Chachayim are Mechayev them also, because they now became Shutfim for whom Hezek Ria is Shmei Hezek. A beautiful Kshat Rashi. It's lift in the verit. It's really lying in the words. It's not the Ratzon that's mechayev them. The Chachamim are mechayev them when they show that they hold that Hezek Ria Ishmei Hezek for them. So it's not just that they Ratzu Livnes as Hakosel. They Ratzu L'Salik Hezek Ria. Once they Ratzu L'Salik Hezek Ria, then basically even the Manda Amar Hezek Ria Lashmei Hezek is forced to say that for them it is a Hezek. Itaka is a Hezek. So if it is a Hezek, it makes sense that the Chachamim would make a Takana that you have to build a Kosel to be Masalik that Hezek Ria. But that would explain why they have a Chiyuv La'olam. They have to rebuild the wall also if the wall falls, because they were not just mechayev themselves to build a wall. They mechayev themselves to Masalik the Hezek Ria. So Masalik themselves to build the Hezek Ria, then that Chiyuv remains La'olam. And if they sell it to someone else, sell the Chaz to someone else, that Chiyuv would transfer to the other person too. Because all of the Zechuyos, all the rights and privileges and the responsibilities of the Chaz are going to transfer to the other, to the body. Of course, this can answer the other Kasha of the Shita Mekubetzes. Both questions of the Rush are going to be answered by this. What's the chiluk between Dalad Amas as opposed to taller than Dalad Amas? We keep on saying it, right? If the whole Mechayev is not a Mechayev to build a Kosel, the Mechayev is to remove the Hezek Ria, so of course, that's only a Mechayev, right? That's only a Mechayev, that's only a Ratzon in Dalad Amas. Taller than Dalad Amas? Why'd they build the wall taller than Dalad Amas? You don't have to be Masag to Hezek Ria that way. Right? So they want a stronger wall. But that's not really necessary to remove the Hezek Ria. So the part of the wall that's taller than Dalad Amas, we look at as though that's just a Ratzon to build a Kosel. Because technically it's not really necessary for that part of the wall to be there to remove the Hezek Ria. So that chelik of the wall is just a Ratzon to build a Kosel. But the part of the wall that's Dalad Amas, that's not just a Ratzon to build a Kosel. They had a Ratzon to be Masalik Hezek Ria. So they had a Ratzon to be Masalik Hezek Ria. So then there's going to be a Chiyuv to rebuild the wall if it falls down. The Rush obviously was not assuming that way. The Rush felt, according to Rashi, what's the Mechayev? What's the Mechayev over here? The Ratzu was on a Kosa, to build a Kosa. So if the Ratzu was to build a Kosa, affect the Rush, what's the difference between Tolad and Dalad Amas and Dalad Amas? It's all a Chiyuv to build a Kosa. So if they had the Chiyuv, if you tell me the Chiyuv transfers, right, the Chiyuv remains in the part that's Dalad Amas, it should remain in the part that's Tolad and Dalad Amas. If it doesn't remain in the part that's Tolad and Dalad Amas, it shouldn't be in the part that's Dalad Amas. What's the difference? What's more, why should they have a Chiyuv Kosel La'ola? So that's why the Rush felt Rashi was talking difficult. But if you learn this pshat, if you say that the Ratzon in the Kosel of Dalad Amas was not a Ratzon to build a Kosel, it was a Ratzon to be Masalik Hezek Ria, so then there's a very easy distinction. That the part that's lower than Dalad Amas and lower there there's a chiyuv to rebuild because they have this this obligation to remove the hezekriya, but the part that's taller than Dalet Amos, that wasn't a rotzen to be masalik the hezekriya. That's tam a rotzen to build a kosel. So that part of the kosel they would not have to rebuild because there was just a rotzen, a one-time rotzen to build a kosel.